Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip.
Here is one super simple community development service you might be underreporting. Wait, what? Drum roll, please. It's actually boards and committees, right? I mean, we spend countless hours working with our bank teams and employees trying to gather community development services. Now, I estimate that the boards and committees that your bankers serve on probably equates to 70 to 80% of the total volume of your community development services. Now, that's an estimate, but it depends for each bank. But boards and committees are regularly occurring. So once you go ahead and review the community development service that your employees are serving on in terms of the committee or the board, then you can approve that as a qualified community development service. And then you collect on a regular basis how many committees they serve on, how many hours that involves, and their regular board meetings. Those hours rack up fast, so I want you to reach back out on a periodic basis to try to gather those community development services on behalf of your bankers, your employees, your executives, because oftentimes we underreport because we're just not getting the information. So you might want to create an intranet portal where people can enter their information, or you might do a paper survey, or there's so many different ways that you can go about collecting this information. But if you haven't done it in a while, make sure that you survey and reach out to your employees on a regular basis, because this is your low-hanging fruit and you can rack up a lot of community development services as a result. So I hope that was helpful, or at least a reminder, because you know this drill. It's just a great reminder to, be mindful that there's a lot of volume of community development services through regular bank volunteerism. Anyway, until next time, bye for now.
Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.